Welcome to the June edition of This Month in Digital Money, hosted by the Digital Euro Association. I'm Anne-Sophie, and I'm joined by Konrad and Tamara as we unpack some of the most impactful moves from June 2025. Let's dive in.
Société Générale becomes first major bank to launch dollar-pegged stablecoin. Société Générale opens new tab, said it plans to launch a publicly tradable dollar-backed stablecoin through its digital asset subsidiary, making it the first major bank to enter the growing market of dollar-pegged cryptocurrencies. The new digital currency, named USD Coinvertible, will be issued on both the Ethereum and Solana blockchains, with public trading expected to start in July, Société Générale's crypto arm, ST4, said in a statement. Stablecoins are a type of cryptocurrency typically pegged to a traditional currency, usually the dollar, allowing people to move large sums of money using blockchain networks instead of traditional banking payment systems. The sector has seen rapid growth, driven by crypto company Tether, which has issued $155 billion of its dollar-pegged tokens. SGForge launched a euro-based stablecoin in 2023, although it has not been widely adopted, with just 41.8 million euros in circulation, according to its website. Société Générale said its stablecoin are classed as e-money tokens and will be regulated under MiCA, the European Union's landmark crypto regulation adopted in 2023.
Circle, the company behind the USDC stablecoin, went public earlier this month, and it was nothing short of spectacular. The IPO opened at $31 and surged to nearly $250 in its first week of trading, signaling strong investor appetite for regulated digital asset infrastructure. But Circle isn't just a stablecoin issuer. It provides digital infrastructure for payments, treasury, and capital markets, positioning itself as a critical piece of a next-generation financial system. And with USDC now officially regulated under the EU's MiCA framework, Circle has become a benchmark for how private actors can align with public oversight. The IPO is part of a broader trend. Stablecoins are gaining real traction. MasterCard and Pfizer have announced they're integrating FiUSD, a US bank-issued stablecoin, into MasterCard's global payment rails. That's over 150 million merchants potentially connected to stablecoin-enabled payments. But momentum brings scrutiny. Just weeks after Circle's debut, the Bank for International Settlements issued a warning. Stablecoins that operate outside of regulatory regimes could pose systemic risks and undermine monetary sovereignty. The message was clear. If private digital money is to scale, it must be tightly regulated. So, June gave us a compelling picture. Regulated private innovation on one side and rising regulatory vigilance on the other. And speaking of the public sector, South Korea made headlines by hitting pause on its central bank digital currency project, a surprising move from one of the early movers in CBDC experimentation. Instead, the Bank of Korea is backing a shift towards stablecoins issued by commercial banks. Eight major banks, including KB Kukmin and Shinhan, are now collaborating on a one-pegged stablecoin, with regulatory oversight from the central bank. The deputy governor emphasized that stablecoin introduction should begin gradually and within a controlled environment. The central bank will monitor how these bank-led stablecoins perform before considering broader rollout. It's one of the rarer examples of a central bank stepping back and letting the private sector lead, but with a clear regulatory framework in place. It also signals growing flexibility in how public institutions approach the future of digital money.
European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde has urgently called on EU lawmakers to pass legislation for the digital euro, warning that delays could undermine Europe's monetary sovereignty. Speaking to the European Parliament, Lagarde highlighted the rapid US push for stablecoins, a move accelerated by a recent presidential executive order, as a key reason for urgency. She emphasized that the digital euro would offer free, pan-European digital payments, including offline functionality, while safeguarding financial stability against private stablecoin risks. However, political resistance remains. A PwC study estimates the project could cost banks up to 18 billion euro, with critics questioning the ECB's capacity after recent payment system outages. Despite concerns, Lagarde stressed the digital euro is vital to counter foreign payment dominance and ensure Europe's strategic autonomy.
US Senate passes Genius Act stablecoin legislation. The US Senate passed the Genius Act, the first stablecoin legislation to be approved by either congressional chamber after several years of trying. The vote of 68-30 was the same count as the procedural vote. 18 Democrats voted in favor on both occasions. In order to become law, both chambers will have to vote in favor, with the House having a separate Stable Act bill with quite a few differences. However, this is a major legislative breakthrough, as it's the first major digital asset legislation approved by the Senate. Assuming that the chambers manage to reconcile the versions, the passage of legislation will provide greater regulatory certainty, a boon for the stablecoin sector. This momentum has already energized markets. That's illustrated by the runaway success of the stablecoin issuer Circle's IPO. Meanwhile, industry leaders echoed optimism about the regulatory clarity the Genius Act can bring. However, some traditional financial institutions remain cautious about the implications, within the banking sector viewing stablecoins as a threat to its deposit base.
Stablecoins present both opportunities and risks for financial sovereignty, according to a new report by the Digital Euro Association. The research highlights that over 99% of stablecoins are currently pegged to the US dollar, raising concerns about digital dollarization and the euro's declining role in global digital markets. The report classifies stablecoins into four categories based on issuance and denomination, with locally issued, locally denominated stablecoins offering the most potential sovereignty enhancements, while foreign issued, foreign denominated stablecoins posing the greatest potential challenges. For Europe, the stakes are high. While the EU's markets in crypto assets regulation provides oversight, the dominance of dollar-pegged stablecoins could weaken the euro's international standing. The report recommends policymakers to foster euro-denominated stablecoins, invest in EU payment infrastructure, and foster public-private collaboration to safeguard financial sovereignty. Key recommendations include balancing regulation with innovation, reducing reliance on foreign tech, and leading global coordination to shape digital currency standards. Download the role of stablecoins in financial sovereignty on our website.
That's all for this month in Digital Money. Thank you for listening. And if you want to keep up with everything we're doing at the Digital Euro Association, be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our channels. See you next month.